Texte numéro 92. The Young and Their Democratic Rights. In 2010, just 44% of people aged 18 to 24 voted in Britain's general election, compared with 65% of people of all ages. In not a single European country do the young turn out more than older people. Historically, youth turnout has never been particularly high anywhere, but over the past few decades things have got worse. One explanation favoured by older people is that the young are simply lazy. But this doesn't make much sense. Today's young people volunteer more than old people. They are much better educated, and they are less likely to drink excessively or use drugs than previous generations of youth. That does not seem like a recipe for political apathy. A better explanation may be that young people today do not feel they have much of a stake in society. Having children and owning property gives you a direct interest in how schools and hospitals are run and whether parks and libraries are maintained. But if they settle down at all, young people are waiting ever longer to do it. Today, women marry at 26 on average, if they marry at all. People who have not settled down are not much affected by political decisions, and their transient lifestyles can also make it difficult to vote. If you rent a room and move often, registering to vote is a chore which is easily forgotten until it's too late. Many states in America require people to present government-issued ID in order to vote. Many young Americans do not have driving licenses, hunting licenses, or passports, and it's a chore to get a special voter's ID, so many end up unable to vote. Yet perhaps the most depressing explanation is simply that in many places, young people do not feel that there is anything worth voting for. A long-running European survey found that in 2008, 22% of French 15 to 24-year-olds said they believed society's problems could be fixed only by revolutionary action. In 1990, the equivalent figure was just 7%. When charismatic politicians do appear, they can win over the young. Barack Obama would not have been elected in 2008 and 2012 had it not been for remarkably high youth turnout in his favour. But for the most part, such politicians are few and far between. That might be because in most elections, a simpler strategy is to win over older people, who will vote however bad the candidates are. Young people who tend to be more cosmopolitan, liberal and hopeful than their elders tend to be switched off by the negativity and cynicism of election campaigns targeting the unhappy old. Sadly, cynicism then breeds cynicism. Adapted from The Economist, October 2014.